Hello from Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. In the podcast thread, gunning for your heart and your freedom. Yikes. This is the second podcast I did yesterday where one word has been taken wrong. Freudian? I don't know. I'm not going to go back and listen to my whole podcast to see exactly where I used that word, Thomas, but I assure you, if I referred to public safety officers controlling people, I do not mean in any way, shape, or form that law enforcement is there to control the public in general. For public safety, they need to control those that are violating public safety. That's the way I meant it, no matter how I said it. The pitfalls of podcasting. You have, though, made me think further regarding this issue. I think in terms of conspiracy, there is certainly, as How Much Is This Doggy pointed out, a very serious media problem in swaying the public one way or another on this issue. And it's the media saying, or trying to make us say, we need more control. But I think the conspiracy goes a step further, which is to the opposite extreme, in that I guess what concerns me is the other extreme is no good either. You can't have a situation where law enforcement violates your freedoms, but on the other hand, you can't put them in a position where they cannot do their job, which is to protect and serve and maintain public safety. I think the media tugging at your heartstrings for in this particular instance definitely puts you in danger of both sides of that occurring. So anyway, I just wanted to clarify, no, I don't think that the masses in general should be controlled by anyone. And there are instances where it's happening. I happen to have come from a small town where we had a very good force. They were community policing. They were there to protect and serve public safety for the most part. We had a few rogues too through the years. Less so at the time when I was involved. But, you know, there has to be a happy medium. We can't go to either extreme. And the media should not be swaying public opinion to the extent they are. I think it's great that everybody here at ATS does recognize when this is going on. I think it's frightening that the world in general does not. That's probably why I enjoy spending time here, because you can actually acknowledge these types of things and discuss it. It's a problem. There definitely is a conspiracy here. But my concern is the attempt to fight these types of conspiracies can actually backfire to the other extreme, where you are put in a position where you have your freedoms, but then you don't have your assurance of public safety. I've seen instances of that too in the real world, due to the freedoms, the rights that are to be protected, or that someone is fighting to make sure that it doesn't go to one extreme, actually puts at risk the other extreme. There's got to be a happy medium. I don't know. Anyway, I hope I've explained my use of the word control, and I want everyone to rest assured I am not totally brainwashed yet, And while listening to these podcasts, I do think I'm getting more and more educated as the days go on. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.